Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, August 29, 2024. Thank you for downloading. So I had an interesting thing happen to me this afternoon. Thankfully, it was nothing serious on my part. It was rather serious on the part of the person who did it. But I'm upstairs. I just got home from taping the Capital Golf Gang and got in some shorts and plopped on the bed because I wanted to check Twitter and just take a load off for a second. And of course, I get sucked down the rabbit hole and scrolling. Then I faintly hear this knock on the front door. Now, my wife and daughter are out at the store, so couldn't be them. They got keys to the house. They would come in through the garage anyway. I'm like, oh boy, what is this? Someone selling encyclopedias, pitching me a new roof, who knows what. If you, you know, people don't come down the end of my long cul-de-sac out far in the country, almost off the grid, very often. So I'm kind of like, all right, this is weird. And I go downstairs, and who's in front of my door? A uniformed Loudoun County, Virginia, police officer. Oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, boy. What is this going to be? Nice guy, young guy, probably in his early 20s, just out of the academy, probably there to protect and serve. God bless him. And he says, yeah, I don't know if you've seen what's going on out in your back property, but somebody put a truck through your stone wall. And I go, what? On my property, which is 10 acres, I know, humble brag. It's too many acres. Don't get that many. There is a stone wall that surrounds sort of the perimeter of the property, at least on three sides. And it's field stone. So it's irregular gray field stones, the size of loaves of bread or slightly larger, that were formed into a wall probably, I'd have to guess on the date, 150 years ago, if that. And there, the walls are in mostly disrepair, but at some point along the way, I got hooked up with the name of a very enterprising Spanish-speaking fella. Don't know his nationality or origin country. Don't know, don't care. Wonderful person. And he was an expert at rebuilding country stone walls. And so I paid him a decent amount of money to rebuild at least a portion of my stone walls on the property. It looked very nice. Now I'm down there looking at this stone wall, and I see a red pickup truck that is jacked up, sitting between two trees, wedged between the trees, and then the stone wall itself. And let me tell you, I was quite unnerved, like, holy shit, what happened there? I'm like, ah! Here, let me see if I got the soundbite for you. Hold on a second. No, not that scream. Anyway, give me one more scream in my system here. Maybe this is it. No, that's Howard Dean. The officer said, look, here's the card of the officer working the case. It was a young driver, inexperienced. They probably came around the corner too fast. It's a gravel road. They probably got out of control, fishtailed. Next thing you know, they're up into your stone wall and up into the trees, and that was that. The driver is okay, but here's the card of the officer working it, and here is a apology card from the family of the young driver. It was like this little girly-looking dress. I don't even know what the original purpose of the card was. Probably for some graduation or a bridal reception. Of course, they're not going to make greeting cards for, sorry, I put my truck through your stone wall. But it was a nice handwritten note saying, I'm very sorry. We will work with you to make things right. Here's our phone number, and here is our email address. And so I'm like, oh, okay, nice. But yeah, I went down there and I watched the tow truck guys get that thing off the fence, off the stone wall. And I'm like, wow. And there were several big rocks that had been projectiled, launched into Yohunai Field, which I guess I'm going to have to go pick up. It won't take more than 15, 20 minutes, but still, just another thing on my punch list to do. And thankfully, like I said, the most important thing is that nobody was hurt, but holy shit, could have been fatal. Because even though this young gal, and I think it was a gal, who got out of control, rode up the side of the 3-foot-high stone wall, slowing her speed, and got wedged between some trees, probably no more than 12 inches in diameter. When her car finally squared up and hit one of the trees, again, this is not a giant redwood, this is a tree that's only about, 12 inches across, it went right into the front of that truck. And it made a huge dent. And it just is a reminder of how car versus tree, oh, it doesn't matter how big the tree is. It can be pretty skinny. If you're going fast enough, it'll cut you in half. I believe, but don't quote me, that the tree that killed Paul Walker in that souped up sports car in LA wasn't much thicker than your arm, maybe. But they do not budge when you hit a tree. So now the question's going to be, all right, my homeowner's insurance, I could say I paid to have that wall, professionally by a guy's name. I don't even know where I'd find the contact again. It was years ago. Put the wall back together for a couple thousand dollars over a 100-foot span or whatever. That's damage to my property, but do I really want to claim it on my homeowner's insurance? Is the driver going to pay for it? They probably should. Or would they just try to pay me cash so it doesn't go on their driver's insurance? I don't know. we'll see. If they say, look, we'll pay you cash, what is it going to cost to fix? Now, if I get a quote from a stonemason, and if it was $2,500, do I say, all right, here's the quote, pay me cash, we're all good. Do I take the cash and actually get the wall fixed? Do I take the cash, try to fix the wall myself, which you'd think would be easy, but it's not, because I saw these guys work. You have to look at every stone, every rock, find the flat side that's going to be facing out, and then put it together like a 3D jigsaw puzzle on both sides of the wall. And a lot of times you don't really have a flat spot, so you got to get what they call a rock hammer and use the claw of it to chink, chip away at the rock to make it fit in there just right. And they use, you know, strings and stakes to make sure you're going straight with it. It's a whole deal. So I don't think I'm going to do that myself. I could just say, pay me some cash and then go on to Adorama.com. Latest in Sony FE mount alpha lenses. Do I need a 400 to 600 telephoto for wildlife and sports? Maybe I do. Do I try to hide it from my lovely bride and have her say months from now, so when are you getting the wall fixed? I really liked how it looked out our back window. And I'll be like, I gotta find somebody for that. And then quietly try to do it in the middle of the night. She's asleep with a flashlight. Okay, put this thing back together. Anyway, life in the country. I once found my neighbor's cows, his herd of cows, probably 50 or 60, had crossed, somehow gotten out of his electrified fence, crossed a small creek, crossed the road, got into my football field area because it was the greenest and only green thing going at the dead of the summer. My wife calls me. She's like, you're not going to believe it. There's about 60 head of cattle in our yard. I'm like, well, son of a bitch. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some football with my man Hatch, Bryant Hatcher, the Cincinnati Flash. You are listening to the Zabecast. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At mybookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio. We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I know he didn't request this as his walk-in music, but I don't care because it's literally the last thing I heard coming from his golf course speaker, his Bluetooth speaker, without the ads from Spotify, my man Brian Hatcher. Hatch, you don't mind some Doobie Brothers, do you?
I love me some Doobie Brothers.
Hell yeah! Exactly. Good shit right there. With right. Michael McDonald doing the woo-woos. All right. How you doing, buddy? The Cincinnati Bearcat and still holder of the 100-meter dash at Chantilly High School joins us now to talk some football and more as cut-down day came. And I got to get your take. You've been a Cowboy fan.
You know what? I went into a rabbit hole last night, and I looked at every team and every cut.
Whoa.
Yes.
Why? To see if you knew anybody? I mean, these guys are...
Yeah, see if I knew any. See, well, mostly I was looking for Cincinnati people. So I
wanted
to see.
Looking for Bearcats. Okay.
Yeah, I was looking for Bearcats. The one linebacker for the Giants that was drafted in the fourth round 2 years ago got let go. A running back that's been in the league, Michael Boone. He's been in the league probably 5 or 6 years from Cincinnati. They let him go. And then my man, quarterback... Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, Desmond Ridder.
Go by Arizona. Yep. So I felt sorry for him.
Did he get picked up today, by the way?
Did he? I don't know. I didn't look today.
I don't know either because like a guy like that, look, we know he's not a starting quarterback, but he's been in the league for a while now, and he's okay in spots. You just don't want to play him for 5, 6, 7 games in a row.
Right. Exactly. If Nathan Peterman can stay in the league for 7 years, that is the worst quarterback. He must have had pictures on every coach that team that he went to because that dude was awful.
He was terrible. And also Chase Daniel was in the league forever and made something like $50 million when it was all said and done. Made $50 million, I think started 2 games that were end of the season. The Saints had already clinched everything. So they're like, okay, Shrimpy McQuarterback, get in there and see what you can do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So well, Ridder, I think he'll get picked up by somebody. He'll get another shot. I mean, he'd be a serviceable backup, like you said.
Now, did you see the unfortunate boomerang effect of this ad, this endorsement he had when he was an NFL quarterback? He did an endorsement for DoorDash.
He did.
Yeah. Here, you can listen to it and just tell me if you can hear this.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Okay. They show him working as a DoorDash driver. He's pressing the buttons on the doorbells of houses. It's chiming out the draft notes.
Right.
And it's interspersed with him doing highlights of working out and throwing a football. And it says Desmond Ridder, DoorDash / football player on the screen and type. And then it deletes the DoorDash and puts pro football player.
Okay.
And that's a great ad on the way into the league, right?
Right.
Not so good on the way out of the league.
Exactly. Now they're going to say, well, there he's got another job, DoorDash.
Back to DoorDashing.
Right.
Exactly. Let me tell you, Hatch, I could be as broke as a joke and down on my luck. I still would not work for a food delivery company. No offense to those who do. I just couldn't do it. I wouldn't.
I would.
You would?
No, I'd do it. Hey, man, I'm not afraid to do anything. I would do it. The only thing.
There's nothing beneath you, is what you're saying.
There's nothing. Well,
yeah.
Yes, there yeah. is. I'm not selling my ass.
What have it paid
for that? I'm not selling my ass to dudes. I'm not doing that.
No, not to dudes, obviously. Would you do hetero porn if you had to?
No.
You're like, no, better not come to that.
Yeah.
Luckily, my IT sales career is doing just fine. Thank you very much. So I'm definitely right. not there now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's tough. I feel bad for everyone who was cut on Tuesday, and you
right.
know it very well.
Yes.
Were you in an NFL camp?
No, only okay. mini.
Okay, got it. A mini camp, right. So yep. there was like 1,184 players, roughly, that got cut, because they carry 90 now all the way to the final cuts. They don't cut them in three stages, which is bullshit, because they know there's like three spots maybe up for grabs, right, on most teams.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, well, the players know too, because once your practice time starts to diminish, then you know you're about to go. That's what, when I was standing on the sideline for the whole practice, I knew my time was up.
Yeah. So,
and that's what right. happened towards the end.
Right. But these 1,184 players that got cut are all phenomenal football players. They have reached almost the pinnacle of the sport. They just weren't quite good enough.
And that's not necessarily the case. So here's what I say. 95% of the players are close in talent. It's not that much. It's talent wise.
So what differentiates the guys, the players that the teams keep versus let go? I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
There is where you were drafted.
Ding.
Because they got money invested in you, and the situation that you go to. So, and what I mean by that is, if you're a wide receiver, and like the Buffalo Bills, right, they let go all their starting wide receivers. So you go there as a receiver, you have a better chance of getting a better look as a free agent or a low drafted player than you do if you go to Miami as a wide receiver.
Right.
You could have the same talent as the guy in Buffalo that you are in Miami, but you're not going to get a chance in Miami. They're set at wide receiver. You're just fodder for camp. The
right.
Buffalo guy made the team, but that doesn't mean he's better than the guy in Miami. It's just a better situation.
Sure, sure.
So,
yeah, it's a tough deal all around, and few GMs are comfortable enough to cut more than one of their draft picks nowadays. Because
right.
if you were to cut three draft picks, then the media, us, me, are going to say, what's this guy doing?
Right. And he's going to get fired. Why would you do that?
Right. They keep him for at least a year or maybe 2 years, and then the new regime comes in, like with the Commanders, and they get rid of all your shitty players. Because
right.
that's what they've done with Ron Rivera's picks.
They let all of them go, except for the skinny cornerback.
Oh, Emmanuel Forbes. Yeah, we talked about him yesterday on the pod. I don't know how he's going to be able to play in this league. He's so skinny. Yeah. It's like, seriously, even the captain, the guy from Captain Phillips is like, eat a cheeseburger. skinny.
But, hey, he's obviously doing it.
Well, I mean, but he got benched. He's struggling to even get reps now. I think I give him like one more year. But, you know, teams, it's an inexact science, and teams fuck up, and GMs fuck up, and you don't know until you really know.
I'll give you a quick instance. Zach Wilson. Why is Zach Wilson still in the league? Because he was a first-round draft pick. That dude should be gone.
Right. Gone. Right, but they don't want to give up on him just yet.
Nope.
And boy, Sean Payton's been talking up Zach Wilson this preseason, and I'm laughing my ass off. It's just like the people that think that somehow Sam Darnold went to this quarterback rehab under Shanny Jr. and San Fran. He's going to be serviceable this year for the Vikings. I'm like, watch. Give it five games, and you will want him tarred and feathered.
Exactly. Minnesota season's over already.
They are completely done.
Yes.
Don't even pass go. The Packers have also made a ballsy move. They got rid of both their kickers they had in camp all summer long. This big kicking battle with second-year kicker Anders Carlson and journeyman Greg Joseph. Neither one was very good, so they've said to both of them, get out, both of you. You both suck. We hate you both. And they signed a rookie who was undrafted out of NC State, was in the Titans camp. His name is Braden Narveson. Narveson. I've already said on Twitter, can I just gloss him as the Narv Dog, please? I'm dying to do this. Come on, Narv Dog. But
obviously they must have had some kind of kicking competition this week, and that dude ended up winning the competition.
No, they didn't. They didn't try him out. They just plucked him right off the waiver wire. As soon as they saw Tennessee didn't go with him, they went with their veteran guy. I don't know who. But
they didn't have a kicking competition? Like have
the Packers didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No. They didn't do that. No. They had a kicking competition all summer, and it pissed them off so much that neither guy was any good. They said, they're like, both you assholes, just leave. Whoa, right. Me too? Yeah, both you guys. But here's the thing. Kickers are, in my opinion, Hatch, severely overrated.
I hate them.
Well, yes, everyone oohs and ahs at the big legs of guys like Justin Tucker and Harrison Butker, Money Mac and Cincy, who got paid as well.
My boy in Dallas.
Oh, right. Did he get a new contract, by the way? That's a great story, the Dallas kicker.
That is a great story.
Right. He came over from USF, from soccer, right? He was a soccer player.
Notre Dame. Yep.
Or was it the USFL/XFL?
That's what he came from, but he was a soccer player and then went out and said, hey, let me just try to kick field goals.
Right.
And then he got some coaching.
Brandon Aubrey, played soccer at Plano Senior High and Notre Dame College. Notre Dame College, national champion defender in soccer. Drafted by Toronto FC in the first round of the MLS Super Draft, but never played for them. Then he trained to become an American football kicker, and he played for the Birmingham Stallions of the USFL. And the dude has a fucking cannon of a leg.
66-yard field goal he kicked the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Great story. And I don't know what his salary is, but you're paying him basically nothing. We'll get to the CeeDee Lamb contract in just a second. But when it comes to kickers and them being overvalued, I said, look, everyone loves when Justin Tucker makes a bomb or Butker or anyone else. But you don't remember when they miss kicks because all these guys miss every now and then. And sometimes they'll miss in games in which their team is up big, so you don't give a shit and you just let it wash on by. Right. So much of the kicker obsession is kind of anecdotal, you know?
Yeah. It really matters when you need to win.
Right.
A game.
Yeah. And then you hope you got a guy that's got the stones to do it, but you won't know until he's done it multiple times. Anyone can kick one game winner once. Show me you can do it on a reliable basis. Sort of like me with three-footers, Hatch. Every now and then I make one. But generally speaking, you guys know when you're looking at me, don't like his chances.
Right. Or the chip.
Or the chip. Yeah, that's right. All right. CeeDee Lamb gets paid. Your thoughts, Mr. Cowboy fan?
Look, all these people kept talking about, what is Dallas going to do? ESPN every morning. Again, I don't understand why all these channels want to talk about Dallas when they've been irrelevant. And you know, I'm a Cowboy fan, irrelevant for 30 years. And every show starts off, what is Dallas going to do? What is Jerry Jones going to do? And they put the mumbling, stumbling Jerry Jones at 85 years old or however old he is. And they put him on a microphone and ask him questions. Someone needs to pull him aside and say, stop doing interviews.
Who's going to do that? Who's going to pull him aside? His son, Steven?
Yes, he needs to. The dude's getting...
He's only 81. Mr. Hatcher, if I may, I'm 81, and I'm as sharp as a tack, okay? Yeah. And I'm running the Cowboys.
I went to high school. I think I know what I'm doing. I did go to college, too. Well, what does that have to do with you signing... CeeDee Lamb.
I know. Well, they waited and dragged their feet and then ended up paying a premium.
Yes. And I knew they were going to sign him. They had no choice. You have no choice. The same with Dak Prescott. Let's stop talking about, is Dak Prescott going to go to another team? He's not going anywhere. You already saw what Trey Lance could do in the preseason, which is nothing. And you have Cooper Rush, who you know is just a relief pitcher. So what are you going to go with? You got no choice but to pay him.
Right.
You don't sign him now, because if he has another year like he did last year, it's going to cost you $60 million a year.
Right. Because, you know, people just get all up in arms about the playoff game. They ignore the regular season. He had a bomb regular season. That should matter for something.
The last 3 years, Dallas is second to Kansas City in regular season victories.
Right. So, speaking of quarterbacks, ESPN polled 103 current NFL players on their most overrated quarterbacks. So, this is a confidential poll. So, you know they're getting their honest answers. 103 current players. Who do you think was the number one most overrated quarterback?
Josh Allen.
A ding.
That fool is the biggest choke. You want to talk about Dak Prescott? The reason why, if Josh Allen was in Dallas, they'd be killing him.
Why do you think he's considered overrated? Because he's reckless with the football?
Reckless. He turns the ball over when it matters.
Right.
When games matter, that's when he starts turning the ball over. He is great when it doesn't matter. He's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But that guy, when he needs to win a game... You don't know what you're going to get.
I don't feel
playoffs, he's terrible. Right. Like Dak Prescott.
I don't get the feeling from Josh Allen that he's a kind of narrow the eyes, dig in, and show his team, look, shut the fuck up, everybody. We're about to go 80 yards for a score. Now I need you to listen up. Here's what we're running. That kind of intensity, you know? He's
right.
Seemingly a kind of a nice, kind of a goofy kind of a guy. Very talented, obviously. Runs the ball recklessly, doesn't hold the ball well enough, in my opinion, but that's the kind of guy he is. Number two, tied for two. Take a guess, the next two quarterbacks tied for second on most overrated.
Most overrated, number two?
Yes, it's two guys. Both have big monster deals. Give up. Jalen Hurts. And Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, Tua has done a lot better than I thought. I didn't think he would do what he did last year. I was like, he's not going to be able to get the ball to Tyreek and those guys like they need to. But he's been successful doing that.
He's got
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Jury's still out on him. He's had one good year and one mediocre year. So we'll see. This is going to be a make or break year for him.
Tua's got great completion percentage numbers, 64% his rookie year, going up to 68%, then 65, then almost 70 last year on a 4,624-yard season. Thank you very much, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek down there somewhere. And he avoided the big wreck of getting the big concussion yet again.
Right.
But his downfield arm is not strong. You can see it whenever Hill or Waddle has to cut the engine and wait for the ball to come down, you know, and it's hard because Tyreek can basically outrun almost every quarterback, but it's even more noticeable with Tua. And his motion doesn't seem to indicate to me that he would be accurate, but he's obviously making a lot of good reads because he's hitting a lot of layups in terms of, okay, go here, go there, go here, go there.
But remember what Tyreek Hill said, and everybody was up in arms. Tyreek Hill said when he first got there, he goes, man, this dude's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes.
He said that?
He said that.
Wow. Okay.
Like, are you crazy? Oh, my God. But statistics don't lie.
No, you're right. Although, like I said, I think a lot of it is, and this is also a credit because, look, high completion percentage is good for any quarterback. It also means for a lot of guys that you're just diagnosing the defense better and that you're completing nice, easy yard gainers, you know?
Well, it depends on what's his average per pass.
Well, that does factor into it, too. I'm not saying he's a dink and dunk guy.
But if his average per pass is over 9.
Right.
Then he's doing pretty damn good, completing damn near 70% of his passes.
True, but don't forget average includes the 90-yard bombs to Tyreek Hill. That skews your average.
But he's still due for 46, you said 4,600?
Yeah, 4,600 yards.
A lot of yards to throw for and complete 70%. That's damn pretty good.
Yeah, 29 touchdowns over 14 picks. Would like to see the pick number a little bit lower, but still. I'm a fan of Tua. For $100, Hatch, this is an impromptu wager right now. Not a wager, just a free $100 spin. You ready?
Yep.
Spell Tua's complete first name.
Oh, I don't even know.
$100 down the drain. Tua Nagamanwala Pola Dani Tagovailoa, which I think is pronounced Tagovailoa. Tuanga Manuelo Pola Dani. Donnie is his middle name. Hey, Donnie.
Where do you get Donnie from?
Is that I don't
Don
know.
Ho? Don Ho?
Yeah, right. It's in, maybe that's where it's from. Maybe Don Ho being, right. You know, Hawaiian. That's where right. They get it from. So, yeah. Right. Maybe everyone's nickname or middle name is Donnie. Out of the office.
Yeah, hey, Donnie, exactly. How you doing? Don Ho.
Yeah. Next on the list was Justin Herbert, which I think is a mistake. I think Herbert hadn't been healthy for almost 2+ years, fully healthy. And I think he's had a dipshit head coach and they've thrown away games. I think when healthy, Herbert is an absolute stud. Trevor Lawrence is next. I agree with that. Deshaun Watson after that. Kyler Murray after that. And Brock Purdy after that. I'm not sold on Brock Purdy yet. I want to see this full season to get fully convinced.
Here's what you need to watch. And I watched it. Is watch Brock Purdy play without Christian McCaffrey and
Brandon Ayuk.
Debo Samuel.
Okay.
Those are so.
Yeah.
They can do so much, it makes it easier for him. The times that I watched when those two were out, he looks terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I think it's going to be a telling year one way or the other for Brock Purdy.
If he has both of those two in the game, then, I mean, play the whole season, he won't look bad.
Yeah.
When they're out, he looks bad.
Yeah.
Now, I will agree with Trevor Lawrence, overrated. I don't know about, what was the other one? Justin Herbert. You want what Justin Herbert reminds me of?
Who?
He reminds me of Dan Fouts.
Really? I think he's a little bit more athletic than that.
Had a lot of great players around him. Mm-hmm. I mean, look who he had at receiver. He had 2 6-foot-3, 6-foot-4 outstanding wideouts.
And don't forget the Swiss Army knife, Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler, right. They're all gone. Let's see how he does without them.
Yeah.
Cheer.
Yeah. All right. Somebody did have a funny tweet, being a Raider fan, saying, think of it this way. The Raiders saved $288 million in extensions by drafting Henry Ruggs, Damon Arnett, and Alex Leatherwood instead of CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Johnson, and Christian Darrisaw. Hashtag chestnut checkers. I guess that's the silver lining.
Two criminals and one guy that got cut. He's out the league. He got cut this year. Leatherwood, he was on somebody else's team.
Right, yeah. And Ruggs killed a woman, and Arnett was a complete psychopath.
Right.
All right, to college we go. Your thoughts on the college football season, and who would you root for other than Cincinnati?
So what I love, and this is what I always get irritated about, is preseason rankings.
Okay.
You have these preseason rankings. For one, it's not fair because if the number one team loses early in the season, they only drop to like four.
Right.
So it's and it doesn't matter who they lose to. Like Florida State was 10. They lost to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech was unranked. So why? How far do you really think Florida State's going to drop? Maybe to 17?
Yeah.
That's not fair. They lost to an unranked team. Should be out of the rankings.
But don't so you think – don't you think you by the time we get through the full wash cycle of the full season that everything will be where it needs to be and that with the 12-team playoff, we're not going to leave out a team that got penalized by an early loss or by being ranked or by really – you're talking about you're penalized if you're not ranked right, high enough early enough.
But here's the thing. It's a seeding thing. Don't think about, yeah, you're right. When it's all said and done, most likely the right people will be there, but the seeding will be off.
Got it. Yeah.
That's the problem. You know, someone who's a one and loses, like, say, the first game this weekend is a pretty good game. Notre Dame and Texas A&M, right?
Oh, yeah. There's some blockbusters out of the gate this weekend.
Yeah. Either and Notre Dame's 7, Texas A&M's 20. So if Texas A&M, and who's always – I don't know why we keep ranking Texas A&M. They never do anything, and they always have a losing season.
Yeah.
Every year. Every year. I mean, please, come on.
Yeah.
And then – so, but if Texas A&M beats Notre Dame, it looks like a ranked team beat a ranked team, right? So Notre Dame's only going to drop to maybe 13 or 14, and Texas A&M will shoot up to like 13, 12.
Right.
You know, and then Texas A&M, of course, if I was a betting man, they'd be right back where they're supposed to be, which is lose. And then they'll end up dropping out of the rankings. But will that affect Notre Dame if Notre Dame wins the rest of their games? No.
Yeah. So some of the highlighted games from the weekend include Miami versus Florida. Miami is ranked 19th. Florida's on hard times. They are unranked. But that's a classic game between those two programs. So Miami-Florida is one of the big ones. Another one of the big ones is the backyard brawl between Penn State and West Virginia. Penn State is ranked 8th. West Virginia not ranked. This is a big show-me year for James Franklin and Penn State. So they need to come out hot. And then the big one is Clemson and Georgia.
Right.
Number 14, Clemson and Dabo. And number one, Georgia, Atlanta.
And I got to root for Clemson. Two teams I don't like. I don't like Dabo Swinney, I don't like Georgia. And I root against the SEC just because everyone talks about how great the SEC is. But if you're so great, why is only two teams in the last 25 years keep winning the conference?
Yeah.
You're top heavy, just like everybody else.
Yeah. And then the mighty Cincinnati Bearcats are 29.5-point favorites at home at Nippert Stadium against Towson. So better cover that spread, Hatch, your Bearcats.
That's right.
here's a number for you in college. The 68 Power Conference teams are projected to start 43 transfer quarterbacks. That is a staggering 63% clip of transfers. And the top transfers all sign for $800,000 to up to $1.2 million for 1 year in NIL money.
That is so nice. I was born at the wrong time. That's all I can say. And you know what? Cincinnati is one of them because we have a new quarterback. We got a transfer from Indiana.
Oh, you got the Indiana kid. What'd you buy him for?
I have no idea.
Bucket of kicking tees?
Probably.
Way to go. You got the Indiana quarterback.
Yeah.
Greatness beckons, I'm sure.
Well, listen, hey, Michael Penix came from Indiana.
That's true.
And he was terrible. Because Cincinnati, the year we went to the playoffs, we played them and crushed them. And I remember watching him. I was like, he is awful. Went to Washington and blew up.
Brendan Sorsby is your new starting quarterback.
Quarterback, yep.
Third-year player beat out Brady Lichtenberg. And freshman Samaj Jones, a four-star recruit for your Bearcats. So there you go.
Yep.
All right. Lastly, this is, I think, going to be interesting. ESPN announced that Bill Belichick will be a featured guest on the Manning Cast every week this season during the first half, which I think is great because I thought some of the celebrity guests got too far afield from football. I wouldn't mind guys talking about the game in an intelligent way for a dummy like me on the couch that doesn't understand a lot of these concepts. Also, throughout the year, Peyton and Bill will host a 30-minute show every Friday previewing that week's Monday night game that will include film breakdown. Yes, sir.
Which is good. I don't watch that.
Well, you played the game. See, I'm talking about guys like me who sit on the couch and need to understand shit.
Right.
Do you like Belichick or no?
Oh, I like Belichick. I think he's a defensive genius.
Okay. Do you like Nick Saban?
Same. Defensive genius.
Okay. Did you like Nick Saban on College Game Day last weekend?
Yeah, the problem with him is he's so stuck on the SEC. All he ever wanted to talk about was the SEC. Well, we just need to have the best 12 teams. It shouldn't matter which conference they come from.
We just need the best 12 as long as six of them are from the SEC.
Exactly. That's what he was basically saying. He keeps talking about how great the SEC is. The SEC, you stick Michigan and Ohio State over there, and they're going to crush 95% of the SEC. Just like if you take top teams from all the other Power Fives, they'll beat half the SEC schools. They just won't beat Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. When are we going to play golf?
I'll be out of town this weekend. But
how about the week after that? Well, let's get it on the books. It was 100 today in the DMV. 100 degrees.
I stayed away from outside.
And you got a place in Florida, so you know what hot is. But even 100 is too much for you.
That's too much.
Too much.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get together. And again, don't forget to put in your calendar.
Yeah, what
June
date?
18th.
Of 2025, June 18th. Yep. I don't typically schedule that far out, but I will just for you. What's going on that day?
That's the BPGA 20th anniversary tournament.
And the BPGA stands for?
The Black Professional Golfers Association.
But you're not pros, and I got to tell you, Hatch, I'm not black. I don't know if you know that.
Well, it's about 50-50.
Okay, very good. Kumbaya, I love it. Okay, it's on the books, and we're playing in Charlotte, you say?
We're playing in Charlotte, yes.
Fantastic.
Great courses in Charlotte.
How many players?
We have 12.
Okay. Do you need any more? I could recruit from the Zabe cast here.
We might.
Okay.
That might be a good idea, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
just put the bait out in the water. We'll see
and
what
I'm
happens.
Getting shirts. You're going to have a BPGA shirt.
Okay. Better look like something that Luther Vandross wore, or else I'm leaving. All right, Hatch. Right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
See you. There you go. Hatch has been bugging me for his tournament for years. I do want to go, though. It sounds like a fun time. Definitely different than maybe the tournaments that I participate or run in. So we'll end on this today, and I mentioned Nick Saban. Whoever wrote, scripted, conceived of this commercial that Nick Saban is in for Vrbo, one of the two main rental companies online, Rent My House, Rent My Apartment, Rent My Vacation Property. I guess the differentiation between Vrbo and Airbnb is that sometimes Airbnbs, the owner of the house is still there while you're staying. I did not know this, and I would never in a million years agree to such a thing. It should be too fucking creepy. But I guess to save money, and some owners of properties are like, yeah, I got a whole basement. You can rent it out, but here's the rules. Well, they got Nick Saban playing the role of a Airbnb owner to a family on vacation as a pitch to, hey, ditch them, go with VRBO instead.
Check-in time is 3.
It's 2:55.
I know.
He's sitting on the porch.
Is this what he's doing now?
Have a seat.
Is this what he's doing now? The woman knows that he's the former coach at Alabama. He's got an Alabama Crimson Tide hat on.
As your host, I have some rules. First, no showers longer than 5 minutes. This isn't a spa.
There's no streaming, only cable television.
Any games for the kids?
No games, no fun. The kids aren't even allowed in the house.
The kids aren't allowed in the house. He's got a binder with pages in plastic sleeves, and he's got a page with a bunch of red circles with slashes through them showing kids playing. There's no play.
No games, no fun. The kids aren't even allowed in the house. That's the rule.
He's mowing the grass, headphones on.
There's a great barbecue outside, but don't touch that. How'd you guys get inside? 2 flush maximum per bathroom visit.
Yes, coach.
Yes, coach. They're in a hot tub as Saban's in the hot tub with him, with his shirt on.
You guys got about 10 minutes because this is daddy time in the tub.
Meanwhile, at Averbo, when other vacation rentals make you share your turf with a host, try one you have all to yourself.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. Imagine Nick Saban with his patented, aye, and as he's reading you the rules to the house, aye. I don't want anyone making any noise after 10 p.m., all right? And if I see anything left on the counter that should be in the trash, all right, there's going to be problems. And I want him to get further and further agitated as he goes along with the rules. What a brilliant spot. And I would still not rent from a VRBO because I don't trust it. I just don't. Give me a hotel. I know what I'm going to get for a hotel, but you could save so much money. And a hotel's not a house. And I'm like, I know. I'll go somewhere. There's a hotel. And I'll save up extra money to pay for the better hotel. I'm not rolling the dice on a Vrbo or an Airbnb, even though I now have opened up a flood of emails from people going, you're really missing out. I had a great time. This is amazingly dirt cheap. Here's, you just have to do this, this, and this. And if you do all that, you'll be fine. I'm guaranteeing you 90% of the time, you'll have no problems. Yeah, what about the 10%? Well, you know, see, that's the thing for me. All it takes is one bad experience, really bad. We're locked out, toilet's flooding, there's some crazy neighbors. That's all it would take for me to be like, I'm never doing this again. I can't have the one time, too much risk. That is a wrap for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a fantastic Thursday. Tomorrow, for subscribers only, it is Scott and Solly, the final Friday before You Are Looking Live. You need to sign up for the football season, so go to zabe.com/premium and sign up for Fridays and for no commercials during the week. What a deal! $5 a month. That's it. It's all I've ever charged. It's all I ever will charge for our premium. Don't say that. You might want to. Okay. It's all I've ever charged in over 6 years of doing this now. The price ain't going up. All right. And I appreciate everybody who's already a subscriber. Join the 1% Nation. Go to zabe.com/premium and we'll see you on Fridays. Have yourself a great day and we will see you next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.